Happened to you?
I'm sorry, Crazy Dave. I had a few problems getting this critter on the truck.
Well, please, I'm blowing bigger things out my nose. Prettier, too.
What was that?
I wouldn't insult him if I was you. He's sensitive.
He's a car.
Yeah, I know. It's just that he's proud. That's all I'm saying. The shed I got him out of was just full of these old trophies. I think he used to be a race car.
A race car?
Yeah.
You know, I bet it took first place in the ugly Annapolis 500.
Oh, no! What did... Wasn't the car.
All right. Just be calm. I have to take this. This will be a car. Inanimate object.
Are you kidding? Leaked all over my shoe! Let's just get this thing off my truck!
You are so in the crusher!
Push!
Just gonna... I gotta go!
Hey! Hey!
All right, listen up, Carr. No one makes a fool out of Crazy Dave. No one. Consider yourself... crushed!
Marines, I've seen some photo finishes in my time. That was cutting it close.
Oh, okay, Dad. Getting dizzy. Oxygen deprived.
Man, your mom would be so proud of you. You know you're the first Peyton to graduate from college, right?
Yeah, at least one where you don't have to keep a toolbox at the end. Where's Ray?
He's running some laps. We got a qualifying race in a couple days. Just working on some minor problems.
Like not crashing? Check out what my mom and dad got me for graduation. Great, rub it in.
4.2 V8, right?
V8, what? I don't know, but it's adorable.
Hey, promise me you'll look after Maggie in New York.
Please, we'll be roommates for like 15 minutes. It's an assistant producer job at ESPN. You're gonna be in front of the camera in a heartbeat. Have a great time in Paris. Bye, be back in a month. I'll spring you from Riverside. We'll cruise to the Big Apple and start our new life. Au revoir!
Hey, I promised your brother we'd meet him at the track. We gotta go.
Do I even get a graduation lunch? Well, this isn't quite what I had in mind, but...
Hey, I sprung for the churros.
Dad, is Sally still sponsoring you?
One of the proud few.
Hey, guys!
Hey.
Congrats on the ESPN job!
Thank you.
Thought Maggie might be able to swing some free publicity over there.
Only publicity Team Peyton needs is to win a race.
We're turning this thing around. I know it. Believe me.
Aw, come on, Ray. What are you doing?
Oh, he sure had enough practice.
I can't believe Tripp Murphy won Daytona. He's a loser. He's a well-paid loser.
Hey, Ray, the guy's a great racer. Say what you want about him. And he's got excellent focus.
You drove past that tree on purpose.
No, I didn't. We're taking a shortcut.
Well, I thought you were going to chop it down.
We tried to knock it down by crashing a car into it, but... Oh, wait, no, that was you!
Oh, right. I'm not the one who crashes into walls all the time, though, am I?
Mag, don't let him get to you. The important thing is, whenever you see that tree in this town in your rearview mirror, you know you're on your way to a better life. Right?
Right.
All right.
You, Gramps, had style.
Yeah, I sure did. Listen, sorry I didn't really pull out all the stops for graduation.
It's okay. You know, that was always Mom's department anyway, so...
Yeah, it's been 10 years, and I should have more of a clue.
I didn't know the team was doing so badly.
Maggie, it's a bad streak. We'll pull out of it. But... I do think it's time we find room for you up on that wall. That'll do it justice.
Night, Dad.
Hey, baby. Hey, tomorrow morning, getting you a graduation present.
Dad, it's okay. I really don't need anything.
I want to. First thing, bright and early, you and me, you get to pick it out.
Okay. Night. Dad, what are we doing here?
Buying you a car.
I appreciate the gesture, but I'm only going to be here for like a month.
You know you don't want me chauffeuring around for a month.
Happy graduation, Magpie.
Hey, Dave!
Wow, a stock car. One lap to go. Maggie Payton is about to make NASCAR history. She's going. She's going. She's done it. Unbelievable. She's the first female driver to take the Nextel Cup. Wow.
Hey, Maggie, did you find anything yet?
Not yet, Dad. Still looking.
Okay, honey.
Trust me, there is a certified pre-owned champion out there just waiting to be discovered. A car with the guts, character, and the heart of a thoroughbred.
Dad, it's perfect. Okay, just think, if this horn hadn't gone off, I wouldn't have found this Nissan.
Hey, Maggie, what about this guy? These are great, man. You take care of the engine, they run forever. Doesn't really need anything.
Yeah, it's cute. But, Dad. Hey, how much for the Nissan?
Oh, good eye. Good eye. Well, we've had a lot of interest in that car this week, but,
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Since you are the first customer today, I think I can cut you a deal.
I'll give you 50 for the bug.
Sorry, no can do. See, I always felt that there was something special about that car, you know? I wouldn't sell that in a million years.
75.
Oh, sold. Great. I'll make up the papers.
At least we know the horn works. Okay, Max. Tires are good. Gas is good. Brakes are good. Look at that. The speedometer goes up to 200 miles an hour.
Somebody's got a sense of humor.
Yeah. All right, now. Come over to the garage later. Have Augie take a look at it.
Thank you, Dad. Take care of Herbie. Whatever your problem, he'll help you find the answer. fortune cookie on wheels. Okay, let's start out slow.
I mean, it's great to see you.
I haven't seen you since high school. What are you doing here?
Oh, I just got this car. You know, my dad wanted to get me something nice for graduation.
Didn't you used to drive cars with a little bit more, muscle?
Oh, this car is not for racing. It's just for, you know, regular driving.
For show.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? It's not even worth it. I'm just gonna take it back to Crazy Dave. It's good to see you, Kevin.
Yeah, good to see you. Hey, Max, I could fix it for you.
Oh, no, no, that's okay.
No, no, that's what I do. Kevin's custom car shop.
Nothing too fancy.
No, no, just the basics. Yeah, we'll take him for a test drive. See what we got to work with.
And I'm sorry for almost running you over.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Okay, all right. Easy, Max.
Smooth ride.
Sorry. Hey, do you know where we could get some new shocks?
Oh, yeah, you know what? There's a car show at the Fair Place. We could borrow some parts from the Fernandez brothers.
Yeah, I'm not really up for that whole scene anymore.
What are you talking about? You used to tear it up down there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was then. Besides, I doubt this bucket of bolts can make it down there anyway.
He's got more horsepower than I expected.
Are you kidding me? He just took off.
He?
Herbie.
Okay, the car's name's Herbie?
It wasn't my first choice. Name came with the car.
Why don't we take it back, strip it down, get rid of all the old parts? You know, maybe there's something to salvage under there.
Works for me.
Go easy, Max. Herbie. What are you doing?
Great. Steering wheel's jammed.
Why don't we just take the left? We'll take the left.
I can't turn it. It's jammed.
Okay, easy.
Great, I'm being carjacked by my own car.
Oh. Okay, watch the people.
Easy, easy.
Oh, that's the e-brake. That's not good. That's supposed to be connected to something.
Oh, good, they're valid for it.
Sorry. What are you doing? I thought you didn't even want to come here.
I didn't. It was Herbie.
That's funny, Jake. It was Herbie.
Hey, where are you going?
What? I'm so sorry.
You're bad.
You look good.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's great to see you too.
Hey, is that your car?
No. I don't know whose car that is.
Oh, good thing, because that thing is ugly.
crashed your party. When I'm in the middle of a race, swapping paint with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jeff Gordon, you know what keeps me going? It's you guys. My fans. And now I'm going to give you that same experience in your very own living rooms. Crash, what do you got for me? Oh, wow. You guys are in for a real treat. It's my new video game. Trip Murphy, Undefeated.
All right. You've got a Sports Illustrated shoot in an hour.
No sweat. I'll do two laps, keep the Sharpies handy, and when the women give you their numbers, get photos this time. I don't want a replay of what happened in Phoenix. I do enough charity work already.
Okay.
Can I get your autograph?
Trip, Trip, sign my head, sign my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Yes, Trip Murphy, sign my head!
Where are you going?
Anywhere but here. I'm not going to be embarrassed again.
Well, wait, what about the car?
Tell Crazy Dave he can keep his cash. I'll stick with my board.
You can't just leave it here.
Hello, look around. Somebody will take this thing off my hands. What is with this car? It's like it's trying to embarrass me.
Max left these in the truck. You look great. You got a tiny little spot on your shirt. What happened? What? Are you gonna change into those?
Stand guard. No peeking.
Don't flatter yourself. No peeking. Hey, oh good, it fits.
Let's go. Wait, where are the keys?
They're in the...
Oh! Oh.
Whoa, whoa. Oh. Take it easy, guy. All you gotta do is ask. Oh. Yeah, I'd wear a helmet too if my ride looked like that.
Oh, whoops. Come on, let's get out of here.
Hey, good idea, loser. Better get this car back to the circus before Bozo puts out an APB.
Good stuff.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay, okay. What do you take it easy? Okay, well, try telling that to him.
Race! 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 Race!
You can take that?
Race! Race! Race!
I can't race. Get out there and tell them I'm sorry.
I love that I have to do this. Sure. Because Trip and I have such a good rapport.
Race! Race! Race!
What have I got to lose? It's a bug.
Oh my God, what? I don't want to race! Kevin! crazy little car.
That camera out of my face.
Did you see the way I came off that guardrail?
I don't know how you did that.
All right, this is gonna sound a little strange, but it wasn't me. I think it was Herbie.
Herbie is a car.
Well, you always said they had personalities.
Yeah, personalities. Doesn't mean they're possessed.
All right, I can't explain it, but when Tripp was blocking me on that final turn, I mean, I kept wishing I was on my skateboard so I could rail slide past him. But then Herbie did it. I mean, it was like we were connected or something.
That makes perfect sense.
Cuckoo.
What are you doing?
I'm just checking to make sure the exhaust fumes haven't gone back inside the car.
Kevin, I beat the reigning NASCAR champion in a 63 bug. How else do you explain that?
Well, how about you're an amazing racer and you proved it today? Why are you so afraid to admit that? You beat Tripp Murphy on your own with this hunk of junk. Ow!
Hey, admit it. Felt pretty great to be behind the wheel again, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
That's what I thought.
Look, it's not like there's not a hidden advantage, bro. Pitt family's been in racing for 40 years. I'm not gonna let these guys in suits tell me what to do.
Okay, Dad, these guys in suits, they pay our bills.
What do they know about racing, Ray?
Well, they know enough not to back a losing team.
Another sponsor bite the dust.
Come and go. That's the nature of the business. Hey, you got in late last night.
Let me direct you to the date of birth on my driver's license.
Let me direct you to the address on that license. My house, my rules.
Hey, Sal. Please don't tell me you're pulling out, too.
No. I'm making your day. You're gonna love this.
Taking the sports world by storm. Here it is again. Our exclusive footage of Tripp Murphy just getting scorched in an impromptu street race. And get this. The competition was a 1963 Volkswagen Beetle. That's right, folks. A 63 Bug.
I'll be back. Dad! What'd I do? I'm sensing you're looking for an explanation.
You promised me no more street racing. Listen to me. I almost lost you once. I'm not gonna let that happen again.
Dad, at least let me explain first.
Okay, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Look, I ran into Kevin yesterday.
Kevin? You're not even in town 24 hours, hon, and you let goofy Kevin talk you into street racing again. Maggie, do you think I busted my butt to put you through school just so you could get back behind the wheel of a race car?
Dad, I wasn't even driving.
Who was driving?
It was Kevin's friend, Max, who was driving. And then they wanted to challenge Tripp, so I let them borrow the car, and it was a one-shot deal.
Promise?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, too.
Whoever this Max guy is, must be pretty good if you can beat Tripp Murphy in a little thing like that. I bet.
It's a trip. Then you drive.
Cut.
I definitely nailed that one.
I agree. I'd love to try just one more time.
Doesn't get much better than that, Ben.
Okay, moving on. Hey, Tripp, can I talk to you for a second?
What is it?
Okay, the sponsors are all over my back, and the ESPN special is going down the drain because you've banished the film crew to side your face.
I don't want to talk about yesterday.
I'm not talking about yesterday, okay? I'm talking about tomorrow and the day after that. This is your future, and those people over there are paying for it, so get your head in the game.
I can't deal with this right now, Larry!
Good hustle, everybody. Good hustle.
Doesn't make any sense. How could that thing beat me?
Nobody cares about some stupid street race.
I care. I'm a Nextel Cup Series champion that just got beat by a Volkswagen Bug.
Yes, you're a champion on the track, where it counts. This is nothing. The sports reporters will get a couple of laughs out of this, and by Thursday, everybody will have forgotten it ever happened.
I've been up all night going over this race. I outclassed them on every front. I want a rematch.
Oh, geez, Tripp. No, please, it's me, your brother. I'm begging you.
I'm thinking of a two-day racing event where I beat all comers and then I destroy that little bug. Oh. I want posters in every garage, body shop, and auto parts store in the area, and I want full-page ads in all the local rags.
How do you even know this Max guy would show up?
Max is a racer. He'll show. I'm gonna exterminate this bug.
Hey, where you been?
Look at this. I want to show you something.
Huh?
2180 engine, dual Weber carburetors, front rear swing axles. Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, they're, wow, I mean, you really put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential in this little car. I think we can turn him into a serious champion. It's gonna take a lot of work, but there's a race coming up in Lancaster in a few weeks.
Whoa, whoa, hold on a second. The other day was great. I still don't know how it happened, but it was a fluke.
I thought you said you loved being back behind the wheel.
Yeah, I did. But, I mean, now I'm moving to New York and I'm starting a new life. And
Maggie, how are you going to move to New York? You live in a city where you have to take a subway to work?
Listen, I told my dad no more racing and I ended up lying to his face. The last time that happened, I ended up in the hospital for 2 weeks. Please note that this is just after-school special cycle I'm trying to break here. And I need some cash for my apartment.
Those are the classifieds.
Listen, Kev, I'm really sorry.
I know. What are you gonna do about Herbie?
I guess I'll just drop off the keys and the number to an exorcist.
What? Maggie, what happened? You all right?
I know what you're thinking.
It's one race, Max. One race, 10 grand. That's a lot of cash.
Okay, we'll split it.
You got rent money to pay. I got this dump to fix up. Everybody wins. What do you say, Max?
Model 10 times. I run all the tests. There's no way an ordinary VW engine like this could have smoked yours.
Well, there's nothing ordinary about this bug. I don't know what it's got under its hood, but I intend to find out.
What's that gonna do to Ray? It's gonna break Ray's heart.
No, it's gonna break your heart. When are you gonna open your eyes? Ray Jr. is not cut out for racing. You know, I have held out as long as I can. Bass Pro is dropping you. I'm sorry.
Okay, wait, 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 wait
Wait a minute. Tell him to hold on till the speedway races. If Ray doesn't place, I'm out. I close up shop. I'll sell motor oil. I'll do something. How long are you standing here?
Long enough.
Sure, I'm glad you're not part of this. Lisa did something right.
Maggie Payton. Haven't seen you in a long time. Who are you here for? In the way, Ray?
Actually, I'm sponsoring Max. So do you like the makeover?
Take the car out of the junkyard, Maggie. But you can't take the junkyard out of the car. How do you know this Max guy?
No, we go way back.
I'd like to meet him. Can you arrange a face-to-face?
Yeah, he's meditating, getting in the zone.
Sure. Pressure's getting to him.
I don't think he's too worried. He's already beaten you once.
Beginner's luck.
Is that what you tell yourself when you're curled up at night in your Trip Murphy pajamas?
Look, you just tell Max. I'm really looking forward to the rematch.
Oh, hey, sorry, big fella. I'm so sick of this Trip Murphy crap. Jeez.
Hey, I'll see you later, Trip.
I don't know if I can do this.
No? Time to suit up, Max.
You got 200 names up there. By the end of the day, he'll only be one. And that driver will face me and have a chance to win $10,000. Let's race.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's winner goes up against Trip Murphy tomorrow.
Known only as Max. Questions abound. Who is Max? Where did he come from? What's with the helmet?
Gotcha, Max.
I have signed so many autographs, my hand is numb.
Guess who wants an exclusive?
Hello. Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I 'cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you.
You get over here.
What's wrong?
Wow, Maggie, you look amazing. I mean, you know, for someone who changed in a porta potty.
Come on, I know there's a compliment in there somewhere.
I think I'm losing my mind.
That was my first reaction, and then I embraced the mystery that is Herbie. She's too young for you.
I gotta tell you, winning definitely suits you. I got you something. Stupid. It's for luck tomorrow.
That's amazing.
Evening.
Trip, I hardly recognize you without your camera crew.
I decided to give him the night off. We talk alone.
You okay?
Yeah.
Your driver did pretty well today for an amateur, but he's got some serious flaws. Take his car, for instance. The chassis's too high, and the aerodynamics are all wrong.
Thanks for the tip. I'll pass it on to Max.
You know what I can't figure out? Why you're not behind the wheel. I hear you were a heck of a street racer back in the day.
Ancient history.
I doubt it. It's in your blood. Your grandfather was one of the greatest drivers to ever hit the track. He's the reason I got into racing. And I gotta believe that it's hardwired into your DNA. Heck, your dad ought to get Ray out of number 56 and put you behind the wheel.
How many women drivers have actually won a major NASCAR championship?
No. It only takes one person to blaze a trail. Do you ever think that you might be the next great Peyton?
Thanks for the props, but I gotta go.
You want to see how it feels behind the wheel of a real car?
Serious?
I doubt your old man's gonna make you the same offer. Go on. It'll be our little secret. No way.
way you can beat me with this engine.
You want a piece of me? Who's laughing now?
She's a pretty sweet ride.
I've never driven anything like it. I mean, that was the most awesome driving experience of my life.
It's amazing what a real car can do, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got a little proposition for you.
Why don't we raise the stakes? My car for your car. Let's make tomorrow's race for Pink's, too. Huh?
I don't know. I mean, Herbie's really special, so...
Oh, come on. Nobody's gonna take you seriously in that thing.
Now, if you drive home and Trip Murphy's stock car, your dad would have to be an idiot not to put you on the team. What do you say? For Pink's.
All right.
You just better hope your boy Max is on top of his game tomorrow.
Ray, if you drank all the orange juice, I'm gonna kill you.
Snag wheels!
Charisma! Hey, why aren't you in France?
Oh, Paris was a drag. I mean, I couldn't understand anybody, and hello, let's learn to pick up after our poodles. So anyway, thought I'd come back and we'd start our road trip early.
Slight problem. I promised I'd meet a friend out in the desert.
Why? Are you burying a body?
No, actually, he's in a racing tournament.
You think you're clever, but I can see right through you, Mags.
You can?
It's obvious you're dating him.
Okay, if you say so.
Well, don't be coy. What's his name? Is it serious?
Max. You know, we're so close, it's like we're the same person.
What are you doing? Hey, where have you been?
In a nightmare, where my dad, brother, and best friend from college decided to show up.
Yeah, well, you got a new problem, because look at this. Kirby's freaking out. I don't know what to do. Stop it! Did you leave him alone with Trip last night, by any chance?
What?
Hey, Maggie!
Who is that?
You gotta keep her away from my dad. Oh, and she thinks I'm dating Max. Just
what?
Don't ask me to explain, please.
It's the 5-minute warning. Now listen, get suited up and have a heart-to-heart with your car, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Wait a minute!
Excuse me, Phil. Hey, I'm Kevin! You must
Hi.
Be Charisma, yes?
Yeah, it's nice
to meet you.
Yeah, I just came back. I had the worst time.
Hey, Herbie, what's going on? All right, Herbie, I don't have time for this right now. We need to get out there and beat Trip. Just get a grip, okay? You're a car. You do what I tell you to do, all right?
stupid car. You blew this on purpose. I thought you were supposed to help me.
The voice is a little more high-pitched than I might have imagined. Come on, Max. Take off the helmet and show everybody who you really are. It's a chick!
That ain't a chick. That's Maggie.
I guess I was wrong about you. You're not the next great Peyton after all. You're just another amateur who choked in the clutch.
Max! Maggie! Hey! Hey, come on, come on, stop this. You had a bad day, that's it, okay? Come on, let's get out of here. We'll take Kirby, we'll go back to the garage. There's always another race, all right?
No, there's not. Kevin, it's over. I should have never done this in the first place.
That's... Hey, whoa. Get away from him, will you guys?
Hold it, buddy. Whoa, take it easy.
Okay, all right, easy.
Wait a minute, easy.
Maggie didn't tell you?
Why?
We were racing for Pink's. See, it was a little deal we made last night after I let her race my car. She said it was the best ride of her life.
Please tell me you didn't really do that.
Look, Kevin, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to me, Max. Apologize to Herbie. He's the one you stabbed in the back.
How could you lie to me, Maggie?
Dad, I can explain, okay?
Your word used to mean something. I thought it taught you the value of honesty. Guess I was wrong.
Dad, wait!
I'm through listening, Maggie.
Don't hurt him!
It's a car.
Payback time, bug.
I can't believe you were pulling a Racer X on everybody.
I thought this was going to be a nice conversation-free ride.
We've been friends for 4 years, and I've never known the real you until today.
Yeah, a lying backstabber who managed to alienate everyone she cares about.
You don't get it. You are awesome out there. I mean, why are you going to New York? You belong behind the wheel of a race car. Grab the wheel. What are you doing? Sorry.
Look, I'm really excited about this new career path.
Are you really going to be happy reporting on the story rather than being one yourself?
Trip, we need to talk.
Amateur hour's over. Now, if you don't mind, I've got a real race to prepare for.
I want to buy Herbie back.
Herbie?
The Volkswagen?
Oh, yeah, the bug. I'm real sorry. I'd like to help you, but you're a little late. Crash just took him out for a little spin.
Trip, what did you do with him?
Yeah!
Well, now you parked it in the wrong place. My name's Jimmy D. This here's my place, and that there car belongs to me.
Well, how much to buy him back?
If he comes out of this thing in one piece, I'll just give him back to you free. How's that?
Do that, it was the car.
His name is Herbie.
Well, that's a ridiculous. No!
Okay, Herbie, let's get out of here.
Thank you.
Look, I don't care if you ever speak to me again, but you have to help Herbie.
What happened?
I was a jerk, I know.
Me too.
You weren't a jerk.
No, I meant I also know you were a jerk. What are you gonna do? At ESPN in New York, in the big time?
I met someone who made me shift gears. You know, get a new perspective on things.
We're down to the final few spots to see who gets into the big race.
And one lap to go for Ray Payton Jr. in the 56 car, and it's going to be close.
So let's see if Ray Payton Jr. can qualify for Sunday's Nextel Cup race.
Come on, Ray!
Telling everybody, can we just please get out of here? I'm totally fine.
I guess that means he's not totally fine.
Nope. Come here, Ray. Come on.
Doc, I'm fine.
Look straight ahead.
I see it. It's... now it's bright.
There's a problem with his left eye. His depth perception is off. We won't know the extent of the problem until we run further tests. Bottom line, he can't race Sunday.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Hey, not your fault. You're in great today. I'm gonna go see the doctor.
Wait a minute, Dad. I still qualified. All we need is another driver, right? And we still got a shot. Let Maggie race.
Yeah, Ray, it's a good idea. I mean, Team Payton needs this race.
She's ready, sir. She's really good.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Dad, I'm sorry I lied to you, okay? But all I've ever wanted to do is race.
You're not getting behind the wheel of that car.
Why, because I'm a girl? Dad, I've had one crash. Ray's had dozens.
It's different.
The only difference is he has your support. What's really your problem with me racing?
Because you're the spitting image of your mom. Man, I can't lose her twice.
Dad, I may look like her on the outside. Okay, but on the inside, I'm you. I'm a Payton. Racing is in my blood. Please let me race.
I can't. Sorry.
I got it.
Okay. All right.
I got bad news. I just got off the phone with my supplier. They're not going to give me any more parts until I pay off my overdue bills, which apparently you need money
so
to do.
You can't fix Herbie? Shouldn't you be in bed?
Mag, I'm not blind. I just can't race. But you can. You're taking my space tomorrow.
Well, wait, what about Dad?
Dad always says I should step up and be a team leader, right? Called the rest of the crew. They agree. You're the one. Okay, look. We got a lot to do if we want to get my stock car ready to race, okay?
There's only one car I'm going to drive, and he's sitting right over there.
You serious?
Eris and Herbie Ori don't race at all.
Nextel Cup Series champion at Trip. The prevailing wisdom in the press box is that your only worry today is that you don't have enough shelf space for a fourth championship.
Tell the boys thanks for the support. But it's a tough track, 500-mile race. There's some competent drivers out there. Jeff Gordon's a decent driver. There's an outside shot. He could win this thing. I guess what I'm saying is it's a long race and anything can happen in this sport.
I thought you told me you destroyed that car.
Sorry, dude.
Hey, Trip. I know you're gonna win today, but on the microscopic chance that she beats you again, I've set up a slim, fast, big loser campaign. So there's that. He's mad at me.
He's mad at me.
It's me.
He hates us both.
Never seen a bug with a spoiler.
Did you not touch that? Thank you.
Soft top on a race car. I like that. I like that. This car just winked at me. A race car just winked at you. I swear, the car just winked at me. Are you feeling okay? Is the pressure getting to you or anything? I'm fine. Fine. No problem, but I'm telling you, it just winked at me.
Hey, Kev.
Hey.
Can we get a second alone? Herbie.
Of course. Hey, guys.
Right, Augie. Let's give the lady some space, huh?
Sure.
Thanks, guys. You nervous? It's good to be nervous. Keeps you alert. I just want to say, in the spirit of honesty, I did total a car once when I was racing. That was a long time ago. Hey, thanks for not giving up on me. All right. You ready to do this thing? Cool. Show what we got.
What I've got too.
Okay, so it's going to be Maggie Payton in the number 53 car for Team Payton in a last-minute ruling by the race officials.
Oh, what?
Come on, you guys have been trying to figure out a way to sell gear to women for years.
It says here she calls the car Kirby.
I've never heard of a VW Bug race in NASCAR, but it looks like Team Peyton found a loophole.
Get him.
Thanks.
So is this what you dreamed it'd be like?
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted my dad to be here cheering me on.
Yeah. Listen, Max, there's something I want to say to you.
I guess I underestimated you guys. Good luck out there today.
Thanks, Trip.
A word to the wise. It's pretty nasty out there.
Trip, we got a race. Let's go!
Don't listen to him, Mags. He's trying to get inside your head. Kev, let's go.
All right.
So, you said you wanted to tell me something.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, don't cut your turns too tight.
Got it, Chief.
Okay.
California Speedway today. Beautiful weather and a great field of Nextel Cup cars as they head out onto the track for their two pace laps.
We're anticipating a record crowd today as fans have come here to see which of these drivers will hoist the Nextel Cup trophy.
Some great stories bookend both ends of this field. Trip Murphy, the star of the season so far, will lead the field with the green flag from pole position. And then there's Maggie Payton, who'll start last to see if she has what it takes behind the wheel and if Herbie has the goods under the hood. The pace car is off. The field comes down. The green flag is out, and we're underway here at California Speedway.
And looks like the 53 car got left in the dust.
There is a minimum speed you have to run. She better get going or else get black flag.
Come on, Herbie. We're not out of this yet.
Come on, Max, go.
Maybe it's the rookie jitters or a mechanical problem with the car. Whatever it is, Maggie Payton's barely hanging on right now.
Okay, let's go get Dale.
Herbie's starting to gain some ground. Here's Payton drafting up to Dale Jarrett in the 88.
Wait a second. I don't think Herbie's drafted. I think he's literally attached to number 88.
That little car is riding my bumper.
Come on, Dale. Shake her off.
Hang on.
Come on, Maggie. Come on.
Here we go. Ready?
Payton just put a slingshot on Dale Jarrett to move past the 88 car.
Yes! Go, Max!
Definitely unorthodox, but it put her right back in the race.
I bet her granddad's smiling at that one.
Okay, we're back in it. Kevin, who's running first?
Trip's got Junior by 2 lengths.
Stop for Team Peyton, their best of the day. That's going to keep them in the hunt. Got a hungry pack chasing the leaders in this one. Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon, Mike Bliss, all after the top spot.
And here comes Maggie Peyton and Herbie moving up on the outside.
18 laps to go in what's shaping up to be one of the most surprising races in NASCAR history. Trip Murphy in the number 82 is out in front. Question is, can he hold the lead in the final laps?
Here we come. An opening. Okay, we'll make a move on turn three. They're boxing us in.
Three wide, just behind the leaders in turn three. It's the body low, Peyton in the middle. Oh, Peyton takes a shot from Murphy, and another one from the body. And now the one from Casey Kane. Kirby is getting pounded in the middle of this pack.
I'm getting killed out here. I can't shake them.
Yes, you can. You can do this
next part, Buck.
Dad?
You just buckle down and you grit your teeth.
Come on, Magpie.
You're the next great Peyton. It's time everybody out there knew it.
Thanks, Dad.
Look at that.
Now what? Any suggestions, Dad?
Gas it now. Gas it right now.
I've heard her running over the competition, but I've never seen a dart like that.
Uh-oh. We've got a new problem. Herbie's losing oil pressure. Fast!
Looks like the 53 is leaking oil on the track.
Guys, we're coming in. Hi, Kevin. It's Sally. What the heck is going on with number 53?
Hey, Sally, did you drive here?
Yeah, why?
Here comes the caution flag.
Everyone will make a pit stop here for fuel and tires. Looks like Team Peyton may be out of the race with that oil leak.
Slammed around out there, all right?
Listen, you raced your heart out there today, Herbie. But if we keep going, that might be it for you. Forever. I'm sorry, I'd rather lose this race than lose you. Oh! You sure?
I can't believe it. Maggie, Peyton, and Herbie are getting back on the track.
You know, for a car, you're not a very good listener. Okay, Herbie, let's finish this.
Where is she, Crash? The fog, where's the fog?
Focus on winning, Trip!
There's no question who the fans are pulling for. It's rookie driver Maggie Peyton in a car she calls Herbie.
girl.
Nice move. Now go get her, Maggie.
Peyton continues the incredible rally, passing him left, passing him right. Now up to second place behind Tripp Murphy. Amazing.
Did you miss us?
This girl's really beginning to tick me off.
Two laps to go, and it's a two-car race. Tripp Murphy and Maggie Peyton are going to settle this between them.
Go, Maggie!
All right!
You got him now. On the outside. Go high, Herbie. We're almost there.
Door to door off the corner as they start the final half lap contact. Murphy slams into the side of Peyton.
Max, don't push it.
Max, hurry, can't take it.
Forget about the bug and
win the race.
You're going down, Bug.
Trouble in turn four. Murphy into the wall and upside down.
Okay, Herbie, you ready? Keep it steady.
There's no place to go. Look out for the crash. Herbie! Herbie's on the fence! Herbie's on the fence!
I've never seen anything like this in the history of NASCAR, not to mention the birth of the next great Peyton.
We did it.
Peyton was on the track today. You did it. Congrats.
No, listen to me. That car is possessed.
Yep.
It's mild. No,
guys,
that car is alive. You gotta believe it. It's mocking me. I'm telling you, that car is alive. Look, it's doing it again. You gotta believe me! This isn't the end, Bug. I'm gonna get you, Bug! I'm gonna get you!
He's fine. He's fine. Just a little dehydrated.
Wow.
Gotta say, Peyton, you and Herbie, you make a great team.
We make a great team.
Yeah, I thought we'd be a good driver crew chief report out there, huh?
Herbie, help me out here.
This time, but you got the big race coming up, and I want you to have her home at a decent hour. Show some respect, all right?
My house, my rules, comprende?
Okay, Ray. I think we got it.
All right. All right, come on, get out of here. I mean it, Herbie.
Today, why's she hanging around here? What's her story? Doesn't she know that it's too late? That the party is over and the car's for me. Why don't you tell her what's been going on? 'Cause she seems to be dreaming instead of just leaving. If you don't have the heart to fill her in, then just step aside.
Sleepwalking, I try to